Ness, how you been, Ness?
I've been good.
Right in the mic, nice and loud, because I want everybody to be able to
hear. I've been good. How about you?
You have so much to say. listen, I'm you know me. Me and you go way back. I'm excited to have you back here again. I want to ask you some questions about just the transition from high school to college.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to go into some stuff that's going on for you and some of the great things that you're doing.
Okay.
And I also, and I'm going to give you a heads up, I also want to ask you your thoughts on the survey. You know, the survey. Remember the survey that Mike Alert did and it was going on?
Yes.
So, talk about your transition from high school to college, you know.
Well, I went from Hudson High to Cole Green, and it really wasn't a big transition because I'm still at home. I was still with mom, you know. It was the same old, same old. The first semester, I would say, was the hardest because I really didn't know what to take. So, you know, I took business and all that stuff, and I didn't really like it. But what I would say is that the transition is what you make it. Like, if you go into college thinking, oh, it's just going to be tons of homework, tons of stress, no sleep, then that's what it's going to be. Like, Cole Green, don't get me wrong, Cole Green isn't UAlbany, but it's still college. And a lot of people I know went to Cole Green and just didn't last. And
people don't make it.
Yeah.
I just tell people, like, it's all on you. Like, it's all on your mindset. And if you don't want to do it, you ain't going to do it. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. What advice would you give? I know you're saying that, you know, it's all on you, but is there any advice that you would give someone in high school right now, maybe a sophomore or junior, to prepare them, you know, for college life, even if it is just Columbia Green? Because, as you said, Columbia Green is college. I mean,
yeah,
it's
definitely
nationally ranked. Whatever you do at Columbia Green, as long as you're joining it with another college, you can transfer those credits, you know, so.
What I would say, though, is that Cole Green, it is small, you know, you see a lot of people you know, but it's like one of the greatest schools. Like, if it was a 4-year, I would like be happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the advice I would give, don't let anyone choose your college. Don't let anyone tell you, well, you should go here because Cole Green is this, or you should go to UAlbany because, you know, don't let anyone choose what college you want to go to. Choose what major you want to do. Don't let your parents, your friends, anyone just focus on what you want to learn, because that's the main point of college.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, I'm just, it's like high school. No, you pick what you want to learn, and that's the whole point. But yeah, just choose for yourself. Don't choose on it for anyone else.
Now, you're at Columbia Green, you're doing well, and I read that you were one of the finalists for being able to do the graduation speech.
Right. And
yeah. Can you talk to us about that and tell us about what it means to you, what it means to the family if you are picked?
So, sorry to correct you, but
no, it's not.
I have to submit my speech, and then the graduation committee picks finalists, and then we perform in front of them, and then they pick who speaks.
Okay.
So it's really like a 3-level type thing.
That's cool.
But I was like surprised. I did not even know I was eligible or, you know, standing up to the plate to do so. But I'm like excited. Like, I just want it because, I mean, you know, that's like great to do. And the fact that they even considered me, I know tons of people got it, but the fact that they considered me just like shows me I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm gonna just give it all I got.
Well, last week we talked about you coming in, and our dear Slay Diddy.
Yes, yes.
He offered the ghostwrite for you.
Not ghostwrite. But I said, you know, like, as somebody who has to write speeches all the time, you know, I'm willing to work with you, you know,
definitely,
if you want, and or go over your speech, you know, if you want to send it to me or anything. You
oh,
know.
Definitely. I started it already. It has to be like 3 to 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still working on it. But I'm really trying to, you know, not trying to be sad, but I'm trying to get people to cry. Like,
oh, yeah.
I want people to be.
Yo, I got
to
give her a clap. No, you know what?
You got to leave your impact.
That's our motto. We try to make people cry on this show every week. I'm giving you a clap. Hold on, man. Ray, I'm giving her the clap. Now, I will tell you that when I saw you do a speech, you had me almost ready to cry. And I'm tough, man.
Yeah,
damn
I
it,
remember.
I'm tough.
This is true.
I had to turn around and walk away.
Sad to
I was like, I said, yo, Ness killed. I said, man, I had to walk away because I was about to start the leak, and that ain't good for my reputation. It really isn't. But so I could see you making, you know, the non-tough people, not like myself, maybe Ray, because it's like
well, thank
up.
You for that. Because
no, your speech was oh man, it was powerful.
I didn't even the reason I cried. It was partly because I have it. All of this has really been like stressful on me, even though I'm not experiencing it directly.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw all those people, it was like I didn't even know that many people were there because I was up in the front.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh shit! Like so,
shoot.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
that was hot though. Let me give you a clap. I like that. I'm sorry, but that
My
was.
Bad.
No, I like raw. I like raw, man. So also something else that's going on. You have been accepted to UAlbany, right?
Yes.
Let me give you a clap for that. Go
congrats.
On, clap, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Talk about that, and was that your first choice from Columbia Green, or how'd that fall in the line?
Yeah, UAlbany was always my go-to because it's not that far from home. I'm a real homebody, and, you know, I hear great things about the college, so I had to just, and it's Division I, so I had to just give it all I got and apply, and I was going to look at other colleges, but I just had a feeling that was the best spot.
Cool. Slay, Ray? Any questions? Because I don't want to hog the time, you know.
Yeah. So when do you have to have your speech submitted?
April 7th.
April 7th. And when is graduation?
May 13th.
Because we want to make sure that, you know,
yeah,
we get a glimpse. You know, we wish you the best. You
Thank
know?
You so much.
That's not just Vern talking on radio. Like, yeah. He really did. He hit us and he was like, yo, that's just killed. Like, you know,
Thank
so...
You.
Whatever you did there, bring that same energy and, you know.
Definitely.
We just know you're going to handle it how you're supposed to.
Thank you.
The one thing I will say is that when people cry, other people cry because mm-hmm. people are crying.
Right.
So if you could add crying into your speech, that'd be good.
Trust. If I see all the, if it's a lot of people as much as
it's
the
gonna,
other
it's
speech,
gonna be a lot of people.
You already know I'm going to be shaking, crying.
Ray, we need somebody to cry. Ray, can you cry on demand?
All right,
just checking. So let's briefly talk about the survey, because these are the type of things that you are involved in.
Right.
When I say involved in it, I mean these are the type of things that kind of trigger you, that makes you, you know, speak out.
Right.
So the survey was done by two high school students for a sociology class, and then there was a report about it on the news. I guess there was a family that felt like it was profiling. Michael Lurt and Shaheem, they did the survey. We talked to them last week. When you first heard about the survey, what did you think, and what's your take on it?
Well, I first found out about the survey from Mike's post, so I read his post. So I took the sociology class. I knew we had to do it, too. We had to give out random surveys, any kind of survey we wanted to. My opinion, I didn't see no problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that kid came. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but... I didn't see a problem with it because it was just a survey. You didn't have to take it. So to me being me, I feel like he just wanted to feel like he had some significance
okay.
because, you know,
no.
Any regular person, everyone else was fine with it. He was the only one coming out. So mm-hmm. I don't get it, but to each their own.
One thing we didn't ask you, and I totally forgot, I should have wrote it down. What are you studying?
Well, right now, Co-Green, I'm doing individual studies, but I'm taking... My focus for UAlbany is going to be communications, so...
That's radio.
Yeah.
Come see us.
So I'm going to have to talk to you yeah, about that, see what we can do. Yeah.
That's radio.
But,
come intern.
Yeah. So I'm just excited. I can't wait to see what I can do.
Any sports? I mean, you was a phenomenal basketball player. Are you going to do any sports up there?
I mean, I did tell them I was interested in basketball, but I haven't played, so...
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I'm always down, but... My focus has been school, so it's not really, I don't know. But I'll always love basketball, like, no doubt.
They do intramural programs up there,
right,
so
right.
That's really cool. That could be your way to get back into,
right.
you know, the thing.
And I went on tour there, and it's like a whole different world. Like, they have basketball tournaments for prize money and all that. Like, it's fun.
Well, Ness, like always, it's a pleasure to have you in. Keep shining. And
Thank you.
The thing about it is, like, we're a community radio station and a community radio show. So when I see stuff like the things you're doing, we're always going to ask you to come in, talk to us. We want to put you on a high pedal because that's where you belong.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's great to hear from you. it's probably greater for the people that's coming behind you to say, hey, you know, she has something that she can say. And it's not like me or Slay or Ray saying it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though Slay kind of follow a similar path like you, Slay, what you started at Court Green, then you went down.
Yeah, then I went to New Paws.
Then you went to New Paws.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so, but a lot of people kind of, they ish on Columbia Green because they don't realize. I mean, man, there's other people
Columbia
that.
Columbia Green was one of the best things that happened to me. Oh, yeah. I mean, that prepares you. And it's Columbia really... Green, honestly, is where you're going to have your best counselors.
Mm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
once you get to the bigger schools, each counselor has, you know, thousands of students. Right. So, like, they ain't going to put the time and effort that,
that
the
you
Columbia
need.
Green
yeah.
Will.
All right, Ness, thanks for coming in. Come back. Communication, you can come by whenever you want. Actually, we can sit down, chop up, get you a segment
Definitely.
Of the show.
Definitely.
But thank you. I'm going to give you the clap on the way out. And what else could I play but DJ Khaled and Jay and Beyonce shining.
Thanks,
shining.
Shining, yeah. shining, shining.
Thanks, Ness.
Thank you.